we have a deal. And today, the House and Senate are expected to vote on a nearly $900 billion relief package following months of partisan gridlock. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor last night.
We can finally report what our nation has needed to hear for a very long time. More help is on the way.
And although this new relief package doesn't come close to the $2 trillion CARES Act passed in March, it's still one of the biggest of its kind in U.S. history. Let's bring in NPR's congressional reporter, Claudia Grisales. And Claudia, before we get into the nuts and bolts of this bill, let's acknowledge how anxious the country has been for it. What's the feeling in Washington today?
Perhaps a little more of that here. There's plenty of anticipation, perhaps in part because we haven't seen the legislative text for this massive effort. And the later it gets to see that text, the later we go into the day, perhaps the night, to see potentially both chambers vote on this issue. But putting that aside, there's also some relief that leaders were finally able to reach this deal this month after months of partisan bickering that stretched out, especially over recent days, to finally announce this breakthrough. And that all said, the clock is ticking. This plan has to be approved by midnight, or lawmakers will need another temporary funding measure to avoid a government shutdown. That's because these economic stimulus efforts will be attached to an annual government spending deal. So there's a lot riding on the line right now to beat that midnight deadline tonight to make sure they can get this passed.
That's right. The drama is not over yet. But top of mind for many is direct relief checks from the U.S. government for people who have been struggling through this pandemic. How much can people expect to receive, and how soon could they get it?
They are looking at up to $600 for Americans. This is adults and children, and the timing could be quick once the legislation is approved. Checks were being mailed out within weeks of the legislation gaining approval when we saw direct payments earlier this year. So it's possible we could see a repeat of that again this time around.
How much will go toward unemployment benefits and also the Paycheck Protection Program? That was the loan program for small businesses, which was created in the CARES Act, but it ran dry over the summer.
Yes, we'll see enough to fund $300 extra in weekly unemployment benefits. And we'll see that for about 10 weeks. So this would run from about the end of December to about mid-March right now is what they're estimating. We should also see about $300 billion for small business loans through that Paycheck Protection Program.
Now, there's a lot of different subcategories here because we see there's money for rental assistance and also money for vaccine distribution. What about details there?
Yes, we do see funding there, billions that will be appropriated for the vaccine distribution and rental assistance. We're looking at $25 billion there. There's also money for hospitals and food security programs, as well as help for schools. This is colleges and grade level schools. All told, this $900 billion plan could arrive as a number of provisions were set to expire at the end of this month, tied to that package passed earlier this year that you mentioned called the CARES Act.
So, Claudia, in the closing hours of this debate in the last few days, it was almost upended by Republican Senator Pat Toomey's effort to put some restrictions on the Federal Reserve. Whatever became of that?
Yes. So Toomey of Pennsylvania, he wanted to limit lending programs for the Federal Reserve. This was triggered by the earlier CARES Act that was passed in March. Democrats said his language was overly broad, and they wanted to make sure President-elect Joe Biden's team could launch similar lending programs with the Fed. So they're able to reach an agreement to narrow the impact of that new language in the deal. And both sides were pleased with the outcome. Democrats said it doesn't hurt the future ability to restart lending facilities to respond to a crisis. While Toomey told reporters on a call on Sunday that his initial language, he agreed, was too broad.
Wow, a little bit of compromise. All right, just quickly, amazing. We heard from Mitch McConnell there at the top. Now let's hear from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who had this to say on the House floor this morning.
We will do some good with this legislation, but we must recognize that more needs to be done.
Okay, so we're 2 weeks away from the convening of a new Congress. Claudia, will this be the end of congressional relief for now, now that we've finally got this one over the finish line almost?
Well, Democrats, as you heard Pelosi saying there, really hope this is just the beginning, especially for the Biden administration. He has said repeatedly that he considers this to be a down payment, assuming all goes well, and this becomes law this week, that it would be a down payment for future assistance. So the hope is that this will just be the beginning. Republicans, however, it remains to be seen what they'll agree to in the future.
For now, a sigh of relief for many Americans. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.